Nam-ni-tu-na-saṅka-nam-i-jāti-vedā-pitā-nai-va-me-nai-va-mā चिदानंद रूप शिव हम चिदानंद रूप शिव हम चिदानंद रूप शिव निराकार रूपं विभूति दक्ष सर्वत्र सर्वइन्द्रियाणां न च संगतं नैव मुक्तिर्नामेह चिदानंद रूपः शिवो चिदानंद रूप शिव अहम् चिदानंद रूप शिव अहम् शिव
আমরা এখন বেদমন্ত্র পাঠ করব, সবাই পার্টিসিপেট করুন। ওম বাগ্মে মনসি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা মনোমি বাচি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা আবিহি মেধে বেদস্যামানি স্তহ শ্রুতং মে মা প্রহসিহ অহোরাত্রাং সংদদামি গীতাং বদিষ্যামি সত্যাং বদিষ্যামি তদ্মামবতু তদ্ভক্তারামবতু আবতু মাম আবতু ভক্তারাম আবতু ভক্তারাম ওম শান্তি 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 ওম আপয়ন্তু মম অঙ্গানি বাক প্রাণ চক্ষুঃ শ্রোদ্রমাথ বলামিন্দ্রিয়ানি চ সর্বাণি সর্বং ব্রহ্ম উপনিষদাম মাহ আত্মা ব্রহ্ম নিরাকার ধর্মাস্তে মহি সন্তু তে মহি সন্তু ওম শান্তি 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 ওম পূর্ণমাদহ পূর্ণমিদং পূর্ণাত পূর্ণম উদচ্যতে পূর্ণমাদায় পূর্ণমেব অবশিষ্যতে
পুরুষ
ওম শান্তি 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 ওম সহনো আবতু সহনো ভুনক্তু সহবীর্যম করবাবহৈ তেজসীনধীতমস্তু মা বিদ্বেষাবহৈ ওম শান্তি 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 ওম শং নো মিত্রহ শং বরুণহ শং নো ভবতি আর্য মহ শং নো ইন্দ্র বৃহস্পতি শং নো বিষ্ণু উরুক্রম নমঃ দেবায়ু নমঃ ব্রহ্মণে নমঃ দেবায়ু প্রত্যক্ষং ব্রহ্মসি স্বামীব প্রত্যক্ষং ব্রহ্ম বদিষ্যামি প্রীতং বদিষ্যামি সত্যং বদিষ্যামি তৎমামবতু তদ্ভক্তারামবতু তৎমামবতু মামবতু ভক্তারাম শান্তি শান্তি ওম
ॐ
भद्रं कर्णे भीषणां देवा ಸ್ಥಿರಯ್ಯಾಂಗಷ್ಟುವಾಂಶತನು ವಶೀಮ ದೇವಹೀತಾಯು ಶಾಂತಿ 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 আমরা আজ আমাদের আলোচনায় প্রবেশ করছি। আজ এটি আলোচনার পর্বটি ব্রহ্ম উপলব্ধি 885তম। আজ 2023 সালের জুলাই মাসের 30 তারিখ রবিবার। আজকের আলোচনার পর্ব 174তম ডিজিটাল আলোচনা পর্ব। আজকের প্রসঙ্গ দিব্য বাক। টুডে ফর সাম রিজন আই এম গোয়িং টু গিভ স্ট্রেস অন স্পিকিং ইন ইংলিশ, হাউএভার আই এম গোয়িং টু মেনশন থিংস ইন বেঙ্গলি অলসো হোয়েন এভার ইটস নিডেড টু এক্সপ্লেন দ্য মেসেজ টুডে। দ্য ডিসকাশন টুডে ইজ অন ডিভাইন মেসেজ অ্যান্ড this is the 174th digital Sunday talk for the day. We have understood that the words that we utter, some of the words are empirical, some other words are considered eternal. However, any word or any syllable uttered by anybody is actually an emanation or the revelation of the Brahman. Supreme Brahman is revealed through the words of Brahman. The words of the Lord, the words of God, is actually revealing the presence of God or the impact of God, influence of God, or the consciousness of God, and still in the context where the words are uttered in the first place. However, there are certain conditions where it makes it truly eternal. In other contexts and other conditions, it's not that eternal. It's a mix of eternal and empirical. The Vedic sages had thought about the words which are revelations of God. The inter Vedas is thus the words of God. Vedas is always the Divya Vaka. Divya is the divine, Vaka is the message or the words uttered. So Divya Vak is the message of the divine or the words of the divine uttered. Utterance is by the divine in any form or through a realization of the person who has been into the meditation and process of realization of God called sage, is the realization of the sages which, through which they have received the message of God at different phases and different points of time, and that realization has been transmitted and is transferred through the process of lineage through these hermitages and the realization by the next disciples, and that's how it has come on, it has reached us in the modern world to the human world as of now. It all started with a single word, a single alphabet comprising a word. Though it is a single alphabet, it is not just a single, it's a combination of many words. It was first uttered as Om. Om is A, U, Ma, meaning it is a combination of three different syllables, and of course you can mention three different words. The meaning is, it is actually the indication, it gives an indication of the totality. Brahman Supreme is the total, he himself is the creator, he himself is maintaining the entire creation, and he himself is helping us towards creating a destiny in our own ways. Now, Om is something wherein it includes the world, the heaven or the upper world, and the mid world in between. So all three phases are connected through this uttering of Om. It's an utterance which comes from within. So the utterance is not just simple, it comes from within. It's a deep, breath uttering. So when the sages used to utter that, it was actually like this, Om, Om, Om. It is something which arises out of the when we talk about the consciousness, seven plexuses, Muladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipur. Manipur is the, you know, connecting cord, is the umbilical cord, where there is a disconnect between the mother and the baby. That Manipur is the junction of the eternal and the empirical. The consciousness either remains there, goes down, or it gets a chance to elevate upwards towards the, you know, spiritual attainment, called Samadhi. And this attainment, this journey upwards, occurs only when there is an urge, there is a conscious urge for that. Om is actually the pulling factor. It invites and invokes. It invites the, you know, stored energy or the primordial energy which has been stored there at the Muladhara. Muladhara is at the coccyx place of human body or human existence, where, you know, the entire energy is stored in a very small symbolic form. And the moment it's stimulated through the, you know, inspiration or through the words of God or through the thoughts of God or through a deep meditation on any form of God or any kind of utterance of God, either through your own utterance or it's through your auditory meters, meaning you have heard that uttering by other person or any other person, and if you are absorbed in that, then it gets stimulated. So it's either by vak or by shruti. Vak is, you know, your own utterance, and shruti is whatever you hear, you listen. When you have the hearing or the listening which has got a intrinsic involvement in the process of listening, then you get it revealed from the original primordial context of this supreme energy, who is there in a kind of, it's said that it's kind of, you know, coiled snake, like when the snake is coiled in that, and it's coiled in that, the coil opens up and it rises above without its venom spread in. When there is a touch of God, the word of God, or the call for God, or invocation of God. So when you are meditating and when you are thinking of any form of God or any godly personality or any godly words you have got in your mind, and then what happens is that there is a stimulation, and the stimulation goes down to the coccyx, and where this primordial energy is stored in a very simple and small form, the primordial energy gets stimulated and it starts having a journey upwards through the spinal column. And the journey is actually ascendance of your consciousness. The moment the journey reaches the umbilical, it is a point where you can have an elevation or you may not have an elevation. It's said that Shadoripu or the six enemies which are there in our mind, meaning different kinds of desire, greed, gluttony, envy, your empathic ego, all these things restricts that you know emerges. But when you can contain that, how can you contain? You can have a prayer, sustained prayer to God, and with a sustained prayer to God, when you have that prayer to God, and then that prayer gets you release that. And that is a you know wonderful way to have this in place in Chandi. You know that is the thing called Devi Kavocham. And in that Devi Kavocham, Mother Chandi, she's given the you know call by sage. Tat sarvya rakshyam me devi janti papunashini sarvya rakshya karam punyam kavacham sarvada yapet. Kavacham is you know something which gets you you know segregated from, gets you aloof from the impact of others. Meaning kavacham is something which rescues you, which protects you, which helps you to rise, which helps to grow. And the kavacham, devi kavacham, what is this? No, it is called sarvya raksha karan devi. Sarvya raksha meaning all kinds of animals, all kinds of impacts, all kinds of impacts and inflicts from the empirical world, whatever could be there, that's there in the process of our journey in the life and accumulated, you know, lapses in the path of righteousness. There are a lot of lapses in the path of righteousness in our life, in the human life. And the lapses are usually sometimes, you know, not thought about, not consciously done. But sometimes it is consciously done as well. So there are people, you know, who are into this, who do not have any lapses. They are known as a sattva guni. Meaning the people who have got these divinely qualities instilled in, they are people with sattva guna. Sattva guna is the righteous properties, righteous attributes which are instilled or which are there, figured out in the person of the personality. Now the sattva guna is truthfulness and 26 different qualities as Lord Krishna has depicted and explained in the Bhagavad Gita. When the sattva guna is there, meaning the primacy of truthfulness or orientation to the truthfulness, either truth in perception or truth in action or both. When you have a truth in consciousness, that is Satyang Vadishwami, meaning when you are making a promise that you are actually going to have the truthful position in your all utterances. This is possible only when you live a life of truthfulness. And then Vritang Badishwami is, you know, it's actually the truth translated into the life of action. And in the actions, what you do is you follow the truth, the principle of truthfulness, and you apply that in your actions, in your deeds, in your thoughts, in your transactions in the world. And thereby, what you do is you translate the truth in action in all the, you know, formal and informal contexts in the world. And if you can do this, then Satyang Vadishwami, Ritang Vadishwami puts together you towards the, you know, divine emergence. And the divine emergence occurs when the spirit has, you know, been in a position to touch the Manipura or the umbilical position. And that umbilical position, when it is there, then if you have got that elevation or a call, that call can give a elevation of the consciousness. Om is a call. Om gives that call. Om itself is considered, the sage is mentioning, Om iti Brahman, Om iti idam sarvya. Meaning, when you are uttering Om, then you are having an invocation of the Supreme Divine within yourself. Because you know, Om itself is the reflection and revelation of the Brahman Supreme. So when you are mentioning Om, you are actually inviting the presence of God, presence of the Divine Spirit within yourself. And in this presence, what He does is He stimulates you, encourages you, He gives you the impetus to grow further, the encouragement to grow further, and gives a call again from the you know soul, from the you know intrinsic soul, and tries to elevate. And that means the Divine Himself is helping you. To explain in Bengali, jakhon amader moddhe chetona jagrato hobe, chetona jagrato kemon kore hobe, bhagwan ke jakhon amra shorone manone আমাদের অন্তরের মাঝে ভগবানকে আমরা ধারণ করতে পারব, ভগবানকে তখন স্মরণ করব, আহ্বান করব। এমন একটি ক্ষণ যখন আমাদের চেতনাটি এবার উত্থিত হতে শুরু করবে, উঠতে জাগ্রত হতে শুরু করবে। জাগ্রত কীভাবে হতে শুরু করবে? না, আমাদের মূলাধারের মধ্যে চেতনা সন্নিবিষ্ট হয়ে আছেন, মূলাধারের মধ্যে সর্পিল আকারে যেন কুণ্ডলিক পাখি থাকা সাপের মতো সেমনভাবে হয়ে আছেন, তাকে যখন ভগবানের বার্তা, ভগবানের বাণী, ভগবানের চিন্তা, ভগবত ভাবনা, ভগবত শ্রুতি আমরা শ্রবণে বা মননে বা আমাদের নিজের কথনে আমরা যখন ভগবানের ভাবকে যখন নিয়ে আসতে পারব, সেই সময় এটি জাগ্রত হবে, উত্থিত হবে। জাগ্রত এবং উত্থিত হলে এটি ক্রমান্বয়ে ক্রমাগতভাবে ঊর্ধ্বে আসতে থাকবে, এবং ক্রমাগতভাবে ক্রমান্বয়ে যত ঊর্ধ্বে আসতে থাকবে, মূলাধার, স্বাধিষ্ঠান, মণিপুর, মণিপুরে যখন আসবে, মণিপুর হলো আমাদের যেখানে আমাদের নাভি কেন্দ্র আছে তারই সমানে, যেখানে স্পাইনাল কর্ডের মধ্যে আমাদের মেরুমজ্জার মধ্যে যে অংশটি সেখানে মণিপুরের জংশন। মণিপুরের জংশনে চেতনাটি এখন হয় এখানে থেমে যাবে, নয় আরও নিম্নে আবার চলে যাবে, আর না হলে ঊর্ধ্বমুখে আহরণ করবে। সেই জন্যই ঋষি বলেছেন ওম ইতি ব্রহ্মা, ওম ইতি ইদম সর্বম। ওমকে তুমি এবার আহ্বান করো, ওমকে তুমি তর্জমা করো, ওমকে তুমি যখন মননে কীর্তনে অনুধ্যানে অন্তরের মাঝে নিয়ে আসবে, তখন ওম ওইটিকে যেন একটা প্রেরণা দিয়ে দেবে, ইন্সপিরেশন দিয়ে দেবে, যেন একটা যেন ওটাকে টেনে নিয়ে আসবে, যেন আকর্ষণ করে নিয়ে আসবে, ঊর্ধ্ব দিকে আকর্ষণ করে নিয়ে আসবে, এবং ক্রমাগতভাবে চেতনা ঊর্ধ্বে উঠতে থাকবে। সো ওয়েন উই হ্যাভ দিস ইন্সপিরেশন উইচ ইজ ড্রিভেন বাই অর উইচ ইজ an invocation occurred in the personality or the sage or the person who is actually trying to have a realization of God, and in that context when we have the om uttered in the truest sense of the term, how do we utter? Utterance should not be just a mentioning of a word. It's not a word, it's not a word which has to be just mentioned and that's all. It's not that. It requires your devotion, your love for that, your faith in that, and your devoted call, your consecrated call. When you have a devoted consecrated call with a love for that, then om occurs, and then om reveals, then om reveals its the the character, the identity of the supreme, and in that identity it is actually the now the pulling factor. Now it's inspiring the consciousness to rise above and rise up. When it rises up, gradually it touches the next plexus and next plexus, and finally it reaches the Sahasrara. Sahasrara is on the tail, top of the head, and there is a culmination. There you have got a unique realization, and that realization is the realization of God. And in that, through that realization, what you get a process called Samadhi. Samadhi is, being absent and being disconnected from the empirical identities and empirical connections for the moment of realization. And what you do is you attain the concept of God, the touch of God you have in that, and through that touch of God what you have a father, as if you have mixed up with the infinite consciousness, and it's the infinite ocean of consciousness, and in the ocean of consciousness you are now mixed up with that. And this is how the sages have actually brought into the theme. And there was a unique mentioning of this by unique mentioning in that, and this unique mentioning was by a sage, and this sages used to mention that this process is that when you have a sattva guna, Sattva Guna instilled in. The Sattva Guna gives you what? The Sattva Guna allows you to have a faith and love for that. Lord Krishna, when in the Bhagavad Gita, there are 18 chapters. The very famous text of Bhagavad Gita is comprised of 18 chapters. And all the chapters, there are a lot of questions. Questions are basically from Arjuna. And Arjuna's questions are answered by Lord Krishna in almost all cases. has mostly answered all the questions. But there are 4 chapters where there is no question. There are no questions. Arjuna has not asked any question. Without having question asked by anyone, without having any question in the place, Lord Krishna has done, a mentioning of the attributes of the divine. Attributes of the divine in life, meaning sattva guna or daivi guna. He has mentioned there are 3 broad types of characteristics. One is daivi guna, then there is asuri guna, and there is a mixed, which is the human qualities. Human qualities is somewhat good, somewhat bad, mixed into. So he is saying, avayam satya sanshuddhi gyano yogo vyavasthiti danam tamaha cha jankya cha swadhyay tapah arjavam. These are some of the qualities. The next qualities are ahimsa satyam akshrodha tyago shanti apishunam daya muteshu aluluptang mardavam ri achapulam tejah kshamah dhriti shaucham adroho na utimanita bhavanti sampadam daivim abhijatasya varata. He's giving, he's making a mention of the divinely qualities to Arjuna, and he's mentioning that these are the 26 different qualities. And in these 26 different qualities, he's mentioning if the qualities are there inbuilt in the person. It has been mentioned by many, scholars, and particularly Sri Aurobindo has mentioned this, highlighted this with the same way it has been highlighted by Dr. Radhakrishnan. Also in his interpretation of Bhagavad Gita, that was a nice interpretation, but Sri Aurobindo has basically mentioned that, which has been coined by Dr. Radhakrishnan also, Sarvapalli Radhakrishnan. He's mentioned 3 important qualities among all these 26. 3 basic qualities, and has mentioned that if these 3 are maintained and followed in life, then all others will be automatic. One he has mentioned as, truthfulness. The other he has mentioned as honesty. The third he has mentioned as, arjavam. Now, arjavam, truthfulness, is satyaham, satyarthi. The person who is after, or who is actually trying to have truth in life, and who is actually trying to maintain truth in life, then, the person who is there and maintaining the honest premises or honest approach in life, and the person where it is, arjavam is the simplicity, where the person is maintaining a very simple profile in life. According to Bhagavan Sri Krishna, to explain in Bengali, Bhagavan Sri Krishna ekhane 26 guner kotha bolechen. Je 26 guner kotha bolechen, seguli holo daivi gun. এই দৈবিক গুণের মধ্যে যেমন অভয় সত্য সংশুদ্ধি জ্ঞানযোগ ব্যবস্থিতি যেমন বলেছেন দান দমহ যজ্ঞ শ্রদ্ধায় তপস্যা আর্যবম আর্যবম হচ্ছে সারল্য সরলতা অহিংসা সত্য অক্রোধ যেমন বলেছেন তেজ ক্ষমা ধৃতি শৌচ অদ্রোহ ন অতিমানিতা এগুলি হলো যেমন নন ইগো অর্থাৎ কন্ট্রোল্ড ইগো যেটি অহং শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণদেব যেটি বলেছেন অহং সেটি ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ এই গুণগুলিকে অর্জুনের কাছে প্রতিভাত করবার জন্যে অর্জুনের কাছে ফুটিয়ে তোলবার জন্যে তিনি বলেছেন এবং এই গুণগুলিকে তিনি বলেছেন এগুলিকে তিনি ব্যাখ্যা করেছেন অ্যাজ সামথিং ওয়্যার উনি বলছেন যে এগুলি যখন ফলো করা হবে জীবনে গ্রহণ করা হবে সেটি হবে সত্যগুণী জীবন সেই সত্যগুণী যখন হবে জীবনটি তখন তার যে ওম উচ্চারণ তখন সে যে ওমকে আহ্বান করছে জীবনে সেটি তখন ফলবতী হবে তখন সেটি উপযুক্তভাবে ফলবতী হবে এটি দিস হ্যাজ বিন ভেরি স্কোয়ারলি ভেরি ক্লিয়ারলি মেনশন বাই আ সেজ কল্ড সেজ কল্ড ওয়াক ঋষি Vak or Rishi is a sage of these divine utterance, and the sage Vak has actually made a divine utterance through the through a composition which is known as Vaku Sutra, and this Vaku Sutra is also known as a Daivi Sutta. Daivi Sutta is divinely message. Vaku Sutra is mentioned by the divinely message is mentioned by Bhak. This has been wonderfully translated by Jian Li Mi. Jian Li Mi is an important scholar of Rig Vedas, and he is a person among a few, among the scholars in the Western world, particularly in European place, who has actually truly tried to follow the spirit of the Vedas in the line of Sri Aurobindo and in the line of our ancient sages too. Now, aham rudrevi vasuvi charami, aham adityai uto vishwadevai, aham mitra varuna ubho vibhormi, aham indraha agni asina utaha. Now, this has been translated by Jian Li Mi as, I move with the roaring, howling and radiant might. I move with the infinite and nature's powers. I hold love of the world of lords, and I hold agni of the soul, and I hold life and the healing for life. So it's an utterance of the Supreme Mother, and the Supreme Mother is mentioning that you think of me, you consecrate unto me. When you think of me, when you consecrate unto me, then you get, then you are now entitled to receive the grace. And when you are entitled to receive the grace, you are graceful, and at this condition of the gracefulness, you get a power to unfold yourself. And the unfoldment, occurs from within. And you get a realization of the Supreme. And he is again saying, Aham Somama Ahanishah Bibharmi Aham Tashtwaram Utabhushana Bhagam Aham Dadami Dravina Havishmatehe Suprabhu Yajmanaya Sunvatehe. I possess the sacred portion of, and I will the power to create, to nourish and to give. Indeed, I strengthen him who sacrifices, the mindful one, the generous him who serves. So the point is, if someone is sacrificing before the divine, if someone is serving the divine, if someone is unto the divine, then the Supreme Mother is out there to give the person the power to unfold, the power to grow. The power to grow how? The power to create, nourish and give. I strengthen him who sacrifices. The mindful one, the generous him, and who's generous him who serves. I strengthen him. I give him energy. I give him power. তিনি বলছেন যে আমি তাকে শক্তি দিয়ে থাকি, আমি তাকে আরও শক্তি আরও বলবীর্য দান করে থাকি, আমি তাকে শক্তি দিয়ে থাকি, তাকে যে ভগবানের কাছে নিজেকে সমর্পণ করতে প্রস্তুত হয়েছে, যে ভগবানের কাছে নিজে স্যাক্রিফাইস করতে চাইছে, যে ভগবানের কাছে নিজে আনত হয়েছে, যে ভগবানকে বরণ করেছে, যে ভগবানের জন্য সেবায় নিযুক্ত হয়ে গিয়েছে, যে ভগবত সেবার জন্য দায়বদ্ধ হয়েছে, তার মন থেকে যে নিয়েছে। অহমেব স্বয়ং বদামি ইদং জ্যেষ্ঠুং দেবেভি উত মনুষেভি যথং কামায়ে তং সমগ্রং কিনোমি তং ব্রহ্মণং তং ঋষিং ত্বং সুমেধাম। Through my power, the man of judgment may eat, and whoever reads and hears and spoken of the word, unknowingly they all abide in me. In truth I speak her, O holy tradition. She is mentioning whether you know or not know, you may not be knowing, but you are residing in the abode of the Supreme Mother. And so when you look at that, when you consecrate on that Supreme Mother, then you have the graceful endowment from the Supreme Mother. Aham Rashtri Sangamani Vasunam Chikitushi Prathama Jugyanam Tangma Deva Vadudhu Purutraha Buri Statra Buri Abhishayantim. I am the Queen, Gatherer of the Abundance, Knowing and Wise, Always Supreme in the Worship, Divine Powers appointed in me in all the places. I have many homes, I enter my forms, I am formless. She is there who enters in her own form, the form that we know, the form of mothers. And she is there in us as a formless abode. And she takes the form. The Supreme in the form of mother is present in the form of different forms of mother. And again at the same time, the Supreme is present in and among people, the spirit in the world, the human person. And at that point, there she is formless. No form, but takes the form of this empirical personality and grows within the empirical personality with the power of the entire world, with the power of the cosmic endowment. And the power grows in the person, and that is the endowment which is given by the Supreme. And then again she says, Aham eva sarvi idam vadami yustam devevi uto manushevi Itang kamang tang tamugram krinomi tang brahmanam tang rishing tang samedham. I alone utter the word of truth, the word that brings enjoyment to gods and men alike. The man I love, to him I do give the power. I make him a divine, a seer and a sage. So the Supreme can transform you from a As you, if you think that you are just an ordinary personality, you can get transformed to a sage. You get transformed to a sage when you have the aspiration of God within. And the moment you have got the aspiration within, the aspiration brings in the power of the Divine Mother. And with the power of the Divine Mother, you now grow within yourself and you allow the spiritual consciousness grow within yourself. And the spiritual consciousness gradually endows and covers everything, and it makes you grow beyond your thought about dimension. So you grow beyond what you have even thought to grow to. You have, it's again much beyond your thinking. Your dream is much beyond your dream. So you grow in reality much beyond the dreaming world. And that she's mentioning, Aham Rudrayo Dhanuhu Atunemi Brahmad Vise Shalavi Ham Tavivu Aham Janaya Samadam Krinami Aham Dava Prithivi Avesham. I stretch to bow to him who drives out a wind, that the arrow may strike wisdom's enemy. I create among men strife and contention. I feel both earth and heavens with my presence. Bhagavani Rakkhok Shekhane, to speak in Bengali. Bhagavani Shekhane Rakkhok. Bhagavani Shekhane Rakkhakar. Tini Rakkhakar. Tini Shabaike Rakkha Dhan. Tini Egi Chalwar Shokti Dhan. Jini Bhagavani Shevai Niyojito Hoye Aachen. Jini Bhagavani Kache Nije Anato Hoye Chen. যিনি ভগবানকে পরিপূর্ণভাবে নিজেকে নিবেদন করতে প্রস্তুত হয়েছেন, ভগবানের শক্তি তার জন্য এখন প্রবল, এমনই প্রবল সে শক্তির অধিকারী যে তার এখন যে উত্থান, যে উত্তরণ, এই উত্থান উত্তরণ তার এমনই যেটি সে কখনো ভাবেনি, ভাবনায় আসেনি, চিন্তায় আসেনি, স্বপ্নেও আসেনি। তাই তিনি বলছেন, তাকে তিনি সমর্থন করে, তাকে তিনি এগিয়ে দেয়, তাকে তিনি শক্তি দেন, তাকে তিনি বড় করেন, তাকে তিনি আরও বড় করে নিয়ে যান, চিন্তার বাইরে নিয়ে চলে যান, ভাবনার বাইরে নিয়ে চলে যান। অং সুমে পিতরাম শ্যাম উদ্ধান্য মম ইয়ানি রূপ সুহান্ত সমুদ্রে
ततो विदिष्टे भूवनं विश्वा यहा तु दां वर्णनं उपपृष्ट्वामि.
In the beginning I bring forth the Father, my source is the waters of the ocean deep. From there I move out towards every creature and with my sphere I reach out to the sky above. সমুদ্রের অতল গহ্বর থেকে শুরু করে মহাকাশ পর্যন্ত তিনি নিয়ে যেতে পারেন. She is the primordial force, primordial energy in the creation, and what she can do, the Supreme Mother can elevate you from anywhere, maybe at the deepermost deep inside the ocean, and she can take you out of that and bring you forth to and take you up to the sky and up to the heavenly place. So she can elevate you to a great extent, much beyond our perception, much beyond our contemplation.
Ameva vato hiva prabhami aruva mana bhuvanani vishwaha padu diva padu yena prithivyai etavati mahina sambhubaha.
I blow like a wind, and in that I remain, I maintain my presence everywhere, and that I swerve and all things in creature, beyond the heavens and beyond the broad earth. Such is the magnitude that I have, I assume, and I give it to those who serve.
Those who serve the divine. How do we serve? We serve the divine with our contemplation. We serve the divine with our thoughts, with our mindful attention, with our total devotion, with our total consecration. When we are totally induced to that, when we are thoroughly focused on that, then we gain the graceful presence of the Supreme, and the Supreme Mother then gracefully acknowledges our presence in the world and helps us to grow in the world. So this is how the Supreme Mother comes out and mentions the primacy. It mentions that primacy of our initiative, the initiative of the person, primacy of that. So you have to take the initiative. Everything starts with your initiative. What is that initiative? The initiative is you have to choose God. The next initiative is you have to work for God. The next initiative is you have to think of God in your thoughts and works. The next initiative is you have to maintain a truthful and honest profile in the world. The next initiative is you have to consecrate upon the divine, and the next initiative would be you have to invoke it, the divine you invoke her, or you invoke him in the supreme form or in the form of the mother, and she is a form and she is the formless in the same way as the Brahman is, and this formless can take up the form in you and become your form through inspiration and through presence. She transforms you from an ordinary manly condition to a divine condition, and the transformation is actually there in the world itself. And with a transformed entity, you now become a person who automatically, who totally, thoroughly thinks of God. Divinely thinking is always there, divinely action is always there, divinely orientation in the thoughts and works are always there. And that's what he has been mentioning, that this is what I think of you, to this is what I recommend to you. We have here one inspired writing by a poet in a British poet. The Westland, K.S. Eliot writes a wonderful thing. He writes, Ganga was sunken and the lean leaves waited for rain. When the black clouds gathered for descent over Himabad, the jungle crouched and humped in silence. Then spoke the thunder, da, da, da. So the context created by Eliot is the context of the Himalayas. He's got an understanding that at the top of the Himalayas, Lord Shiva is present here. And if you are, you know, seeking of the Divine's presence in the form of Lord Shiva, the Lord of all Lords, the Divine Form of all Divine Forms, meaning the Creator of all creations, and if you are there, then you find that His grace is coming down through a symbolic, you know, flow of the Ganges. That is what is a Ganga flowing down. Now Ganga was sunken. Yes, it was sunken and it was delivered again. Then it's released through His grace. By His grace it's released and released for the welfare of the humanity. And when it's released through the, you know, through the channels of the river, the most important message that came out is a message for three different entities. There were three sounds. There were three sounds. One is da, then again is da, then again is da. The first da is uttered for the divinely bodies or the divinely forms called devatas or the forms of gods, damyata. Da, it is called damyata. Da is damyata. Damyata is, you know, is an advice which is uttered by the Lord Shiva, and this damyata is an advice which is given to those who are the divine forms or in the world who think that they are possessing the divinely qualities called sattva guna, the divinely qualities, good qualities as it can be described in ordinary parlance. Now damyata, to explain in Bengali, damyata Bhagavan Mahashiv Shiti Uccharan Kollen Da 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 Pratham Bollen Damyata Devatader Uddeshe Iti Uccharan Kollen Damyata Shekhane Uni Devatader Uddeshe Bollen Tumi Tamar Je Ahomika Doimi Ahomika Ahomika Tumi Daman Kar Ahomika Ki Na I Can Do This. The egoistic pursuit of good qualities or good men in the world, good persons in the world. The egoistic persons. So you dissolve your ego in the world. What is the message? The message is through Damyata, the Lord is mentioning that your dominance of the ego in the world is actually creating an hindrance. And therefore, what you have to do, you have to get away with this ego, you have to dissolve this ego. Tomake, to explain in Bengali, tomake, tomare ei ahamke ebar shorie dite hobe, komi dite hobe, dhuye dite hobe. Ahamke dhuye dao, tumi tomar doimi gun ache, tumi satya guni hoyecho, tumi satya guner adhikari hoyecho, eta tumi bhule jao. ভুলে গিয়ে তুমি সত্যগুণের অধিকারী হয়ে থাকো, তুমি সত্যগুণের অধিকারী হয়েছো, এটা নিয়ে তোমার আস্ফালন তুমি বন্ধ করো। আস্ফালন বন্ধ করে তুমি এবার তোমার এই সত্যগুণের আস্ফালন থেকে সরে গিয়ে তুমি সত্যগুণকেই ধরে রাখো। দ্য পয়েন্ট ইজ দ্য অ্যাডভাইস গিভেন টু দ্য ডিভাইনলি এবভস ইজ ইউ মেনটেন ইয়োর ডিভাইনলি কোয়ালিটিজ অলওয়েজ, but at the same time you dissolve your egoistic pursuit for the same. This was actually mentioned in one of the discussions, so wherein in Keno Upanishad, Uma Haimavati, the Divine Mother, had appeared in the sky and Agni and Vayu were there, who were emphatic in their victories against the Demons, and Agni and Vayu, the fire and the air, the god of fire and the god of air were given a you know, trial of a blade of grass by the Supreme Mother, and the blade of grass was, you know, there given to the God of Fire, saying that you burn it. He could not, and it was the same was given to the, you know, the God of air, that you burn, that you blew it off. He could not. Meaning what? The supreme power, the ultimate power, ultimate energy, ultimate strength lies in the hand of the Supreme. And anyone else in the world, if he is emphatic or she is emphatic about the possession of certain qualities and strength and power, that shouldn't be the case. So you should get away with that, you should dilute that, you should get it dissolved into, you know, the your spirit of consciousness. And therefore, you will be free from that. So, da, damyat. Then again, Lord had mentioned da. So, the first da was in that targeted at the gods. The second da was targeted as the demons. And he mentioned, he gave a call to the demons saying, dadhyama, dadhyama. Dadhyama is, you know, you hold back, you hold back, you hold back. The advice given to the demonic personalities are saying that you have got a lot of anger, gluttony, greed, covetousness, you have got sense of possession, you are jealous, you are jealous, you are jealous, you have got jealousy, you are into so many things, so many vices of the world, these are the enemies of good things of the world. So you, now you do consideration to yourself. Dayadhama, you be graceful to you. You the demon, you be graceful to you. Why? Because if you want to survive, if you want to stay, if you want to sustain, then you should get rid of this, you should stop this. You don't be, you know, that angry, don't kill, don't, you know, create problem. Don't be that gluttonous, don't be that greedy, don't be that, you know, desirous. Don't have those things. You forget about the vices. You get away with the vices. You throw away the vices and then you save yourself. Dayadhama, you have to save yourself. If you want to save yourself, you get rid of these. Why? Because otherwise you will be burnt into ashes. You will be burnt to ashes. Why? Because these vices will ultimately, you know, burn you. These will ultimately burn you. So, oh, the demonic personalities, you have to get rid of that. You have to get away from that. Dayadhamaha. Lord Shiva then says that you, Dayadhamaha, Tani, Da. Dayadhamaha, oh, the demonic personalities, you be graceful to yourself. You save yourself. You be away from all those vices. You leave aside all those vices and you turn into a divine personality. You turn into a good personality. You turn into a good life. You get a good life. You get a sustainable life. You get a goodness in life. So you turn around that, you throw away that. Then again, Lord Shiva had said, Dao. This Dao was targeted to, this was, you know, this was mentioned to the human qualities, those who have somewhat good, somewhat bad. To explain in Bengali, Sri Ramakrishna Dev Akshamai Bolesilen, Manusher Mon Kemon Na Sandeshe Thake, Vishtateu Thake, Tar Chetana. Kokono Sandeshe, Masir Moto, Kokono Sandeshe, Kokono Vishtate. At times it is with the good things, at times it is with the rotten things. Sometimes the person is doing so good things, sometimes the person is getting, you know, mingled off with bad things. Good or bad, good and bad, good and bad. You know, both things are there in human spirit and human qualities. Then the Lord had said, you need to have a practice of selflessness through your giving datta. Da. He said, datta. Damyata dayadhyamaha datya. Da, da, da. Da, to the divinely qualities you have the damyata, you need to contain your ego. Da, dayadhyamaha. all the demonic qualities, demonic personalities, you get away with, you give away, you throw away the demonic attributes, the Gatya. Oh human being, you have a mixed position. How can you get rid of? You be a giver, not a consumer, not a taker. Don't be a grabber. Don't grab things, you give things. You start to know, understand what is giving. You start practicing giving. You start doing giving. Gatya, gatya, gatya. You give, you give, you give. You start giving. And he said, this Eliot came to a conclusion. Then only, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti possible. Then only Shanti, Shanti, Shanti possible. This Shanti is a poise. It's a poise of mind. It's a tranquility of mind. The poise and the tranquility of mind when it's there. The poise and the tranquility of mind. What do you do? On that, in that context, you utter, that Om, that will settle down, that will crystallize within. Amonekti khane Bangalai, to spell it, explain in Bengali, takhon jakhon Om e ninati hoche, ei Om e ninat takhon jibaner mondhe genthe jabe. Jibaner mondhe genthe jabe takhon jakhon amon bhabe jeti da da da. Dhanmyat dharma dhatya. Eti jakhon ghote gelo, jakhon eti holo, jakhon eti kara holo, palon kara holo, takhon jibaner mondhe ashbe prashanto moner abostha. Monti prashanto mon hoye jabe, shanto sthimito mon. Ei shanto sthimito mone Bhagavan ke ahoban kore. Ei shanto sthimito mone Bhagavan ke ahoban korbar jonno Om Ucharan De Shuchana Kar. Bhagavan in Inmukhit Kar. Bhagavan Ke Ahvan Karvar Shuchana Kar. And that the sage has been very, very emphatic upon. He has been mentioning. There was a discussion between King Janaka and the famous lady sage Gargi. Janaka having our discussion with Gargi in the presence of Jangabali. And Janaka was mentioning to Gargi, Tadvai eta dakshyadam Gargi, a Christian drashtaha, a shutram shrutraha, amatam mantyaha, avijnatam vijnatuhu, nanyatita stihi, drashtu nanyat etah astihi shrutru, nanyat etah astihi mantu, nanyat etah astihi vigratridu. Etashminu khalu akshare gargi, akasho utah cha prutah cha itihi. And then he continued mentioning, now Gargi had mentioned in an answer responding yes to that. Saha uvacha etat vai aksharam brahman.
Brahmana Abhivadanti Astulam Ananuhu Adishitam Adirkhyam Alohitam Asneha Machayam Atamaha Abayu Anakasham Asangyam Arasam Agandham Achakshum Ashrutram Abakah Amanoha Atejaskandham Apranam Amukham Amanam Anantaram Avajyam Natadashnoshi Kimcha Natadashnoshi Kaha Anuha. That's reciprocal. When she was mentioned by Janaka that the Supreme Brahman, it can't be mentioned through our tree. This is what was mentioned by Sri Ramakrishna also in a Bengali Prabhav. Sri Ramakrishna Dev Kiti Bolesilen. Hey, Raja Janake Kathati, Jeti Jangobal Kri mentioning. Sheti Thakur Sri Ramakrishna Bolesilen, Brahma ki na Brahma eto hai. অর্থাৎ মুখে বলে কেউ শেষ করতে পারে, তাই এটা হয়নি, অর্থাৎ বাঘের দ্বারা বলা হয়। তাই এখানে বলা হচ্ছে যে কোনো বাঘ দিয়ে তাকে বর্ণনা করে বর্ণনা শেষ করা যায় না, শ্রুতি তার বর্ণনা শুনে শেষ করতে পারে। একটুখানি শুনলাম তাদের শেষ হয়ে গেল তা হয়, তার বর্ণনা কোনোভাবে দৃষ্টি দিয়ে দেখে বর্ণনা করলাম তা হবে, কোনোভাবে তার বর্ণনা শেষ হয়। এবার তাকেই সেই বর্ণনাকে এবার গার্গী বর্ণনায় বলছেন, হ্যাঁ তার তো তিনি অদেহ, তার শরীর নেই, তিনি অবয়ববিহীন, তিনি ক্ষণবিহীন, তিনি কোনো ক্ষণে তাকে বলা যায় না, তাকে কোনো রকম স্থানে বলা যায় না, তিনি নির্দিষ্ট কোনো ক্ষণে স্থানে কোনো সময়ে তিনি নন, তিনি কোনো ক্ষেত্রে নন, তিনি বায়ুতে আকাশে স্থলে জলে সর্বত্র আছেন, কিন্তু কোনো একটি স্থানে তাকে আবদ্ধ করা যায় না। তিনি মনে আছেন, তিনি আমাদের শক্তিতে প্রাণশক্তিতেও আছেন, কিন্তু কোনো একটি স্থানে তাকে ধরে রাখা যায় না। তিনি সর্বদাই যেন সর্বত্র বিরাজমান, তাই তাকে কোথাও আবদ্ধ করা যায় না। So the explanation, the discussions between the sages is a very interesting and important discussion, and in this discussion, which was between two great personalities, in the presence of yet another great sage, it was in the presence of the sage Jangabalka. Jangabalka was the creator of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where this utterance of Ga 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 has been mentioned in the Himavan, meaning in the top of the Himalayas by Lord Shiva. And the other Upanishad that was created by Jangabalka is a very important one, Isha Upanishad, meaning an Upanishad which directly talks about the Supreme. Isha is the Supreme. Isha Upanishad is the Upanishad which talks about the Supreme directly. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is the Upanishad which talks about the spread of the divine, the spread of the divine across the entire creation. That's why it is Brihadaranyaka. Brihadaranyaka is spread in the woods and places in the creation, everywhere in the creation. There the discussion was occurred, discussion was held between the King Janaka and a great lady sage Gargi. And the King Janaka was explaining about the condition of Brahman, and he said this Om actually stimulates the concept and idea of the Supreme Brahman, and you gave the idea of Supreme Brahman. But again he said it cannot be limited by the words, by this space, by seeing, by hearing. He is not limited by anything. He is explained by everything but not limited by that. In the same breath, Gargi also had mentioned that he is formless, colorless, he is, you know, spaceless, timeless,
And His presence is there in every abode in the creation. Every creature in this creation is actually carrying the message and the presence of the Supreme Divine within. And when we are actually thinking of Him and thinking of the Supreme Presence within, we can get in touch with that Supreme Presence, and the Supreme Presence then becomes blissful. And with this blissfulness, the Supreme Presence now gets released, starts growing within, starts developing within, starts elevating the consciousness of human being within. And that's how, through this elevation of the consciousness, the human being now gets gradually, deeper and deeper realization. And this is the realization of God. And the realization of God as a God formless, realization of God as a God with a form, realization of God in your chosen form, maybe a chosen form of any mother God, any Supreme Mother, in any form of Supreme Mother, or realization of God in the form of a Supreme Personality like Lord Shiva, or realization of God in any other personalities of the revealed persons or the persons Supreme having taken the abode on earth, like Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, or any other, incarnate of God, whom you consider as important, or whom you get inspiration for reaching to the Supreme Blissful Consciousness. Therefore, the discussion between these two sages have made the ultimate revelation. But the point here stands as, when it's mentioned da, 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 then the reality is actually connected to. In your spiritual journey, it's connected, it is always connected with the realistic position of the person. The realistic position of the person is when there is a demonic quality, then you need to be graceful to yourself and give up the demonic qualities. If you are having the divinely qualities and having an empathic understanding of that, I'm so great, I'm so big, I'm so honest, I'm so important like this, I'm a monk, I'm like this, I'm like that, you have to forget about that fact that you have those things in possession. You have to dilute that, you have to wash up that idea of that. And when in a human context you've got a mix of these two, the mission. To explain in Bengali, when you are having jakhon amader modhe sei manobik chetonati eshe gelo jar modhe kichuta doibi gun kichuta ashurik gun royeche sheigulo theke beri ashbar jonno tai rishi bollen tumi dan koro orthat tumi nijeke grohon korar theke dan korati shekho ebong dan korte korte ki hobe, what is the ultimate? Ultimate is giving away your personality to the cause of God. That is known as a consecration. Consecration is what? Consecration is a devotion or a dedication of yourself to the cause of God, to the cause of divinely personality on earth. So when you are consecrated to that, then you are elevated from the humanly condition. You are now a divine personality. You are now in a human form or divine personality. A human form, divine personality is a transformation. And that transformation is a transformation from our human consciousness to our divine consciousness. To explain further in our own terms, Chedi jakhon eti uttaron ki gote jabe, jakhon ei doimi gune sanchar hote thakbe, ebong sei সঞ্চারের মধ্যে যখন তার মধ্যে ওই দামিয়াতাটা ঘটে যাবে, অর্থাৎ তার মধ্যে দমন হয়ে যাবে, যে তার ইগো, তার অহংয়ের এটা দমন হয়ে যাবে, তখন দৈবিক গুণ ফুটে উঠলো। আর এই দৈবিক গুণ যখন ফুটে উঠলো, তখনই আমরা ভগবানকে প্রার্থনা করব, ওম তখন আমাদের জীবনের মধ্যে সঞ্চারিত হবে। এবং ওম যখন জীবনে প্রকৃতভাবে সঞ্চারিত হয়ে যাবে, তখনই আমাদের ব্রহ্ম সনাতন জীবনের মাঝে আমাদের প্রতি দয়া পরবশ হবেন তার মাতৃরূপের মধ্য দিয়ে, এবং তিনি দয়া পরবশ হয়ে মানবকে, তার সাধককে, তার ঋষিকে তার মধ্যে চেতনা সঞ্চার করবেন। অ্যান্ড দিস ইজ ওয়্যার the human person gets transformation through a new consciousness, and this new consciousness is a divinely consciousness in human body, and this divinely consciousness is now there to make a new personality out of the old, in the old frame of the human being, and this becomes a divinely personality now. This now creates, this now makes an onset of a new civilization, a civilization of the divinely personalities on earth. Eti theke ekti notun shobhotar janmo. Ei notun shobhotati hobe seti holo ei jagoter majhe doimi gunasampanno manober samaj. Doimi gunasampanno manober jagot. Doimi gunasampanno manober samaj. So this is going to culminate into formation, creation and establishment of a human society on earth with the divinely qualities inbuilt in or developed in them, and that's what would make the world a different world where everyone behaves like a divinely personality. Takun shabai doivi guno sampanno hoye doivi guno sampanno hawar acharon korte thakbe jagoter moddhe. Eti ekti dibbo shobhotar pottor. হে প্রভু সচ্চিদানন্দ সনাতন, এই ইন্সপিরেশন, এই প্রেরণা আসো। ও দ্য ডিভাইন, আই প্রে আনটু ইউ টু ইনফিউজ দিস ইন্সপিরেশন অ্যামং পিপল।
বেদমন্ত্র পাঠ করব, সবাই পার্টিসিপেট করুন। ওম বাগ্মে মনসি প্রতিষ্ঠিত, মনোমে বাচি প্রতিষ্ঠিত। আবিহি আবিহি মে দেব,
আবিহি আবিহি
বেদস্যামা অনিস্তাহ শ্রুতং মে মা প্রহাসিয়াম। অনেনোদিতেন অহোরাত্রাম সং দদামি, প্রীতং বদিষ্যামি সত্যং বদিষ্যামি। তদ্মামবতু তদ্বক্ত্রাণামবতু, মাবতু বক্তারামাবতু বক্তারাম। শান্তি শান্তি শান্তি, ওম আপয়ন্তু মম অঙ্গানি বাণঃ চক্ষুঃ, শ্রোত্রমাতাঃ বলম ইন্দ্রিয়াণি চ সর্বাণি, সর্বং ব্রহ্ম Nishadam. Maham Brahmo Nirakuriyat Mama Brahmo Nirakaro.
Maham Brahmo
Anirakarnamastu, Anirakarnamiyastu. Dharmaste mohi santo, te mohi santo.
Dharmaste
mohi santo.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti
Shanti Shanti.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate.
Om Purnam
Purnam
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishvate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sahano Avatu Sahano Vunaktu. Saviryam Karvavahai. Tejasinau Adhitamastu Mahavidvishabahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shamno Mitraha Shambarunaha Shamno Bhavati Aryo Maha.
Om Shamno Mitraha
Spotihi Shamno Vishnu Urukramaha. Namaha Brahmane Namaha Devayu.
Namo
Brahmane Namo Devayu.
Tameva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Tameva pratyaksham.
Vameva pratyaksham brahma bodhisvami.
Tameva pratyaksham.
Ritam bodhisvami. Satyam bodhisvami. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Bhadrang Karne
Bhadrang
Pashtunyayangayitushuvangshutanuvihi
Om
Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Now do a meditation for 2 minutes. আমরা এখন 2 minutes ধ্যান করব। এখন সবাই 2 minutes ধ্যান। 2 minutes for meditation now. আমরা এখন বন্ধ করছি আজকে। আমরা আবার আগামী রবিবার 5:30 ইন্ডিয়ান স্ট্যান্ডার্ড টাইম 5:30 বিকেলে আমরা আবার মিলব। আই উইশ ইউ অল দ্য বেস্ট, সবাই ভালো থাকুন। আমরা আবার আগামী রবিবার 5:30 মিলিত হবো। থ্যাংক ইউ অল।